stick. Live from Solidarity Realty Studio in downtown Madison, part of the Civic Media Network, it's Outside the Pizza Box. And thanks for tuning in to Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Or you can, like, download the app and Apple, Google Podcasts, just about everything you can find it on out there. I don't know. I don't come here for that. 1 hour, fastest hour in radio. And we talk about the hard-hitting issues. And since, gotta tell you, I'm watching us repeat some horrible times in history, I thought that tonight I'd start with the decades of unaccountability that I've witnessed in my lifetime. And it basically, by the way, I am Pizza Box Mike, and that is Nate, my producer. Of course, we already knew that, so I forgot to tell you guys that. But, you know, born in 61, some of my earliest memories were of the civil rights marches and the Vietnam protests and, of course, the Vietnam War, which I'm going to tell you, as a child, that was some pretty rough stuff, okay? I had nightmares about the Vietnam War. I dreamt in color. It was televised pretty well, okay, and I think that our parents probably, you know, filtered it out as much as they could. But every once in a while, you know, if you turn on the TV and the news is on, and it's, you know, and then assassinations, and when it really got me was when watching them in the South, and I see this group of white men and like uniforms or, you know, helmets and stuff, and they're across the street like they're firemen or something, and this little black girl is walking down the sidewalk across the street coming home from school carrying her school books, not saying a word to anybody, just, I'm sure, just can't wait to get home, right? And these bastards opened up a fire hose on her and sent her flying down the street, and I freaked, and I started crying. I asked my dad, why are they doing that, Dad? And that was when I had to be explained about racism and how awful it was. And, you know, he didn't have to tell me how awful it was. I just saw it, right? It's innate to feel that way, to see another human being mistreated, assaulted, possibly raped, killed. And I never got over it. Never got over it. Never forgot about it. When I heard kids at school using language I didn't like, I wasn't a big kid. I'd tell them to stop. If they didn't, I might pop them and run. And I was a track star, not like Scott Walker's bogus story. But that was part of the reason why I was I, you know, I'm fighting against these guys that are a lot bigger than me. And, but lots of times what happened was you smack a bully and it just, like, they've never been hit. We're talking third, fourth, fifth grade. My older brother was even smaller than me, but man, I'll tell you what, fighting, you know, for right, that guy had a lot of might and I miss him. Because the core of my being is what my family taught me growing up. And more importantly, taught me what not to be. So then we're going into the 70s. And I remember working with my mom and all these other volunteers going door to door. I got my tank top McGovern shirt on, all happy. This guy's ethical and moral, and he gets smoked. He gets landslided by Nixon. And of course, 2 years later, Nixon has to resign because he's a crook. You know, when somebody stands up there and says, I am not a crook. Again, people, history. This matters. We've been through this part before, much more mechanized as we get into the future. But now comes a president. You know, first of all, Ford comes in and Gerald Ford finishes off Nixon's term and immediately pardons the bastard. So he's free to go ahead and be the racist bastard that he was when he was president. Quietly somewhere. No justice in my world on that one. And then Jimmy Carter comes along. And here's a guy that's like, I mean, you talk about messaging and connecting with people, okay? And all you have to do is follow his work after he left office. But this guy came in and he understood the dangers of our environment and the ecosystem and immediately started making changes for America to look to a different source of energy and put solar panels on the White House. And the war that Jimmy Carter was not in favor of and didn't want to be in the middle of is what ended him, because he couldn't free the hostages, even though he was about to get them freed. And that's when the Reagans contacted the enemy and said, just hold off till after the election. And it pretty much cost Jimmy Carter. And he left kind of a broken spirited man. Okay. Cause here was a guy who you talk about decency and morals and fairness and justice and rational thinking. After he leaves, he doesn't take the money that all these other presidents have taken. He doesn't take the security that everybody else gets. He didn't feel he needed it. And when you see where he walked after he left, building homes for people, actually out there building them. And then when his health, I mean, here he is, he's got a brain tumor. You know, miraculous recovery, and he's out there pounding nails again. And he's been in hospice for quite a while now. But there's a reason why Jimmy's still here. We need him here. He's like the last connection I have to the direction we were going that could have changed the world. So we get to the 80s, and of course Reagan wins. And the first thing he does is he goes after unions and working class people and people on welfare. Remember? They're driving around in Cadillacs. And they were always in a racist tone. Because if that's a black person driving a big car like that, they're on welfare, right? And even to this day, people still believe that people that, you know, receive assistance are getting like, what, massive chunks of money out of your pockets, and it's a pittance. And now that the pandemic is over, and Republicans don't want any more relief for people, then now everything's cut back and people lost their Medicare. And you wonder why I do this show, right? And Reagan, it wasn't, you know, he was really like the first real puppet president I saw. We know he couldn't stay awake. We know that the Bush family made a lot of the decisions. Let's face it, Daddy Bush was the head of the CIA, and I'm sorry, but I'm still believe a part of the cover-up of the assassination of the Kennedys and Martin Luther King and everybody else that was assassinated, because that was done by far right-wing groups like we have today, people. Those were good men. That just destroyed everything that I saw changing as a child, that people were starting to come around. By the way, 844-967-2789. Some of you out there probably know exactly what I'm talking about, might even have experienced a decade or two more than me. But I've known, and I knew that in history class, I always felt bad about, you know, how they vilified Native Americans and made movies to make it look like it was okay to slaughter innocent people that steal their lands, destroy their culture. Again, this is what they're crying about today is called woke. Actually knowing and understanding what happened throughout American history. And wars have never been the answer. Nobody ever really wins, do they? The Confederacy will rise again? I mean, so many things we could have done every decade that we didn't do. We could have made peace around the world. We could have used diplomacy instead of war. Bush has made fun of everybody. Clinton's didn't really help the poor people and had policy that put so many brown people behind bars. Don't know if it was intentional. But the fact that that's how it worked. And knowing the people that were involved in it. All the people that were in the Senate and the same clowns that are dictating policy and choosing who we have for leaders in each of these two parties. And that's why we're where we are. That's how we got here. I'm just like, kids, it's speechless at times, right? And everybody's worried about these nonsense kind of things. And I, you know what? I'm not bringing up what everybody's been talking about this week so far, am I? No, because Jesus, that's getting old, isn't it? When you watch justice hasn't been served in a timely fashion and may never. These people expect citizens to be civil and then follow the law, and the people that make these laws and enforce them don't even apply them to themselves, abuse them, go above and beyond it. And it's destroyed the moral fabric of our country. And I don't know how to get it back, but we'll talk about it more when we get back from the break. It's what you get. It's what you get. And that would be my audience that I'm alone with. So I'm never really alone, Nate. I use nature to try and heal me. I always feel young again. I feel free again. But I got to tell you, here's what I've seen them do. And, you know, Democrats have had a hand in there, too. You know, these guys they call moderates and whatever. They're just hard-leaning corporate Bottom line is we're going to make a bunch of money and we don't care what the fallout is, you know, because it's successful for us. But anyway, destroy labor and all the public works, right? Destroy education and destroy the environment. But most of all, destroy democracy and the moral fiber and goodwill of the people. It almost sounds like Nazi Germany, man. Huh? And people thought we were crazy for saying that. And they used the divide and conquer and no people. It did not get its origin from Scott Walker. This has been repeated throughout the history of mankind, right? And like I said earlier today, it's nothing but bad cheese, bro, in Wisconsin. Oh, but I see. Hey, look, we got a caller. You're going to have to run it because I don't have the screen up. I see we got Claudia. Claudia, nice to hear from you. Yeah, how's it going?
It's been so long.
Yes.
I have to tell you what I've been doing, why I haven't called. I've been busy listening to every single one of your shows from July 20th, 2022. I listen to every single one of them.
And you haven't gone
Even
crazy
if I
yet?
Heard it? No, you're my favorite radio host. And, you know, even if I heard, if even if I had listened to them, I still just listen to them all again. So
I won't
really,
listen to
really,
any of them because I don't want to know how bad I sound. But, you know, if I can do it.
I loved it.
Yeah. If I can do it without feeling that way while I'm doing it, that's cool. But I have heard like repeats and I'm like, ooh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I know how you feel. Like, I don't like to hear my voice either.
Right.
But that's what I've been busy doing. So I haven't been calling in, but I've been replaying all your shows.
That's awesome.
It's been fun. Yeah.
Well, I have fun doing it, but it's only fun because I know there's other people out there that are going to participate.
Yeah. So I missed the first 10 minutes of your show, but you're just talking about the terrible politicians we have.
Well, you know, I was doing like the decades that I've lived and what I have experienced and who was in charge and where I felt it was good and where I knew it was all downhill after that. And I've been right. You know, it's like you get up today. This is going to bother some people, Claudia. But you got up today and today is worse than yesterday and tomorrow will be worse than today because we're not doing anything about it. Guns are the number one cause of death in America. Guns.
Yeah. And you know what? I went to a high school with 3,000 kids, and we never had any guns.
No.
We never had any cops at our high school. I lived in a bad neighborhood in Chicago, and I never worried someone was going to shoot me. Maybe jump me, you know, but not shoot me.
Right.
And we just didn't live with that, you know. And anywhere I went, I was never worrying. I was like, where's the door? Where are we going to go to run out, you know? Our kids are so screwed up. From what we've done to them.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, can you think? I can't even imagine what it would be like to be the kids right now that are in fourth grade, knowing that these kids would absolutely make far better decisions than the people that are leading our country right now, without a doubt.
Well, I don't know, you know. It's the money in politics. We know that. And it's the Supreme Court who's been playing this game from the beginning of the country. I mean, I gave my boss a book, and the title was Supreme Injustices, A History of Comforting the Comfortable and Afflicting the Afflicted.
Well, that's where it's at.
That was the title of the book. You know? And that's what they've been doing. That's what they're still doing. I mean, the Supreme Court is an embarrassment, okay?
Yeah.
You know, they're not. It's not even like these are good attorneys, you know?
Well, look at the Chief Justice. He's never tried a case in his life, and he's the Chief Justice the minute they put him in because they know he's like 30-some or 40 years old, youngest one on the. He's going to be there forever.
Well, they all are.
Well, some of them get old.
It's just so wrong, you know?
It is.
I mean, Amy Phoney Barrett, they put her on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals just so she could have say she was on a court. And then they put her on the biggest, best one? Oh, come on.
And she couldn't pass that code of ethics because of her involvement with her coworker at the law firm that she had an affair with. So, and then later went on to try and represent him in the child custody case that he was in. So, you know, the moral fiber is gone. And in fact, it's almost like if you have a resume of just really, really bad stuff, you got a really damn good chance to be in Congress.
Right. I mean, if you were a liar, you could never, you know, they'd boot you. What? You lied? Oh, that's it. You're out. Now, you know, that's their language.
Lying. Well, in fourth grade, I would have dusted these guys as the best liar in Congress.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was pretty good until I figured out that everybody else already knew I was lying. Took a while.
I wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't good at lying. My mom didn't. My
I thought
dad
I was.
My mom made sure those kids aren't going to lie. I was really bad at it. I mean, like in high school when you lie, you know?
Yeah.
I got caught at everything. Everything. So.
Well, you know, if I was going to go out at night, my dad was up when the robins were chirping. So, if, you know, I was at my girlfriend's house. It was already too late. But, you know, those times were better. And thanks. We're going to go to a break. But I just, man, it's a dark night out there. Good jam, though. And it's not just about, look, these guys are OCDs, man. They have OCD, you know, overachievers. It's not that they're smart. It's that they're driven. And we let them get away with it all. And they ain't no chance of changing this again unless we, the people, decide that we've had enough and actually do something about it. And we don't have to bring any guns. Hard break. We'll be back after this. I thought all that blood had been shed long ago. Things are kind of bad, but never be as bad as it is for Rudy Giuliani. Yeah, man. I like that when they show the stuff sliding down the side of his face. Doing that Harlem shuffle there. What? Trump's not going to cover you? Take him with you, man. Take him with you. Be the mayor again. Be America's mayor. Take him with. Take that rat bastard down and everybody else, man. I love seeing people like Mark Meadows. Old cow being sent out to pasture. He does have the cow head. You ever seen that guy? Some of these guys got long heads. I wonder if they're aliens, man. Those guys are illegal aliens, and I'm actually going to go to Russ in Homer Glen, Illinois. How's it going, Russ?
Hi, how are you, sir?
Pretty good.
I just wanted to get your opinion about our government. We know that the Republican government is bought.
That's gone.
So, and we know that lobbyists play the middlemen between corporate CEOs and our senators and representatives. And so every time I watch the news, the puppet shows, I don't see anyone looking for this public knowledge of who the lobbyists are, who they represent, who the CEOs are. Now, these are the people that are making our laws. This is the truth.
Yeah, there's like, what, 20-some thousand lobbyists in D.C.
Why don't reporters do this?
Well, actually, you know, there are journalists that do cover that. They just don't get backed with big money, so you're not going to see them on TV. And when you see them, bring those people on TV, they just cut them off and cut them off and cut them off. So you got to be, like, really skilled at beating the crap out of them. But we're watching corporate puppets on all these major networks. Right. This is nonsense. They don't right. feel anything. You know, they talk now to somebody
now,
who's...
Now we know the truth.
Yeah, well...
We know the truth now.
Well, now
and
we got to act on it.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
That's the best. The best is all public knowledge.
Well,
I don't know what people are waiting for. I mean, this is what's going on.
Well, they got us they got us pretty splintered.
And the CEOs are the people that are making our laws.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's so what, yeah. I mean, you got lobbyists.
I just wanted to give you a thought. That's all.
Well, my thoughts are that if we, and thanks, Russ. If there was legalized marijuana everywhere, we'd have a lot of problems gone, including financial problems. But I heard Crudy talking about how it reduces, the cost of healthcare. But the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want that, see? And neither does the Tavern League. Because by gum, people aren't going to drink as much if they're feeling good sitting at home with their cats. And without any further delay, I'm going to go to Joanne. But isn't that correct, Joanne?
I agree 100%. I also just marveled at your memories of the 1970s and the kinds of leaders that you hold dear today, Jimmy Carter, for example. And I'm wondering whether or not the people today, the young people today, are going to have those memories in the future of their former presidents. when the former presidents are going to be landing up in jail. And, you know, I'm worried about that. It's kind of a, we could turn it into a joke, but it still makes me a little sick inside to know that my nieces and nephews and all of that in the future, as they reminisce, are going to be thinking about how their former president was imprisoned. And it's not a very pretty picture. Illinois has gone through this with governors. I mean, I lived in Illinois for a while, and when we put Governor Kerner away and Blagojevich.
Blagojevich, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously it changes the nature of the office. People need to make sure that justice is parceled out evenly. But we should also maybe respect the feelings of those people who are going to be really sad to see their president, the person they voted for, in jail. I'm of two minds about it.
I was kind of bummed that, you know, because I was hoping that Trump would go to jail and he, you know, he could be with Blagojevich and they could have like a reality show called Bunkin' with Blagojevich. Bunking, whatever. Hey, you know, who knows? I mean, Putin's the one that's got the tape, right? I don't know. Joanne, have you seen the meme with the Disney meme that says the Lion King and it's Trump? And he, oh my God, it's too much.
I'll
post
Great.
It. I'll share it with you on Facebook. I'll put it
Great.
On your page. There's a couple good
Great.
Ones
you have
out
a great
there.
Facebook. Account.
Hey, there's also a flag out there now that says "Let's go, Rico."
Oh no!
Yeah, with the same design as the Trump one. So there you have it. The one that says "Let's go, Brandon." Well, now it's "Let's go, Rico." What do you think of that, boys?
Yeah. Well, the joke that I keep hearing is about DeSantis, that all he needs is a few indictments. To
right.
And
he's got a chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So, great show. Great show, as always. Thanks so much for letting me speak.
Hey, thank you. I love letting other people speak because then I don't have to so much, right? But, you know, this attack on labor that I talked about that started with the Reagan years. I mean, did you see what a Representative Tittle and his spittle on how awful unemployment is in Wisconsin? Unemployment compensation, that it's just a free check. Well, first of all, people in Wisconsin that are on unemployment, do you realize that the employers have to pay this in all year long? And it's, I think it caps off at like $42 per employee. But, Mr. Tittle, when you consider that there's only 2.6 unemployment rate in Wisconsin, the funds aren't being hurt at all. However, when Scott Walker was in, they made sure that they delayed the first week. So you actually lose a week out of that 30-some weeks that you could max out at. So that's the kind of leadership you have with the Republicans. And who is this guy to talk about a free check? $50,000? To have him come out and squawk about unemployment compensation when it's the lowest it's ever been? This guy needs to go. $50,000 a year and all the benefits and the per diem every day that I'm sure he claims. Maybe we should get in his behind a little bit, huh? Get some investigative stuff going on here. That's what we have to do. We have to expose these people for how awful they really are. Not only are they not good leaders, they're scoundrels. They're weasels. They're spineless. They're weak. Which kind of reminds me of Attorney General Call not going after democracy hanging Judge Troopas and Bad Cheese Bro and all the other people that knew exactly what they were doing, because now we have the Wisconsin memo. You know, and these guys are so stupid. How can you call these people smart when they leave a trail like that and they organize to try and overthrow the United States government violently? It's all right there, people. It's not like, you know, we're picking on somebody. Facts are facts, right? And now we're going into the hurricane season. I woke up this morning and saw Hurricane Hillary, and I'm like, oh, my God, wasn't that 2016? Didn't we already experience that one? Oh, okay. It's like the first one in decades to come to California and dumping like 4 inches, and it's going to flood, man. It's going to flood in the desert and everything else. Cactuses are dying off. It ain't going to help them. It's kind of a little late in the game, if you know what I mean. Hey, let's go to Jim in Appleton. Another guy I know.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Could be better, but hey, you know, like I said, I'm not Giuliani. I'm not Mark Meadows. I'm not all these other clowns that are going to be indicted and jailed, hopefully. I you know, the people that are like, you know, going to go after and try and not go after him, that are going to try and go after justice and prosecute him, I don't think they're going to give him too much leeway here.
I hope that they hurry up and get around to it. But what I called for was you were going after the guy making $50K, was it senator or assemblyman?
Yeah. Yeah, in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Paul Tittle.
Ever since Tittle.
Yeah.
Republicans decided.
So I'm going to make a sign for him at the Capitol, Jim, that says Paul Tittle Spittle, 50,000 plus benefits.
Yeah.
He'll like that one.
Ever since they started trying to set up all of these hoops and hurdles and cut back benefits for the people that really need them, I kept thinking that, you know, all you guys are on the government dole. You should be going through all those hoops and hurdles and
that we go through.
Drug tests.
Yes. That's what he said, that we tried to do drug tests. Why don't we drug test? Or better yet, we better breathalyze them on their way back in from their lunches.
Sounds like a great idea. I think everybody in that Capitol building should have
to. Well, you know, you're going to catch them on both sides. I can tell you that right now, Jim, and I appreciate you calling.
Well, I know. You're welcome.
All right, we'll talk to you again. But right now, because of all these climate disasters, did you hear this? We're almost out of FEMA funds. Yeah, well, when you feed the billionaire class and you don't sustain the infrastructure. And by the way, people, investing in people is a great idea because we are also part of the infrastructure. Without us, not much gets done, right, billionaire? I mean, it's not like they're doing anything. I don't know why people look. I don't do any Amazon. I don't do any of that stuff, man. I've got it narrowed down to where, you know, for my entertainment, I'm like watching birds and watching my cats play and moving around, channel surfing here and there, picking up. But you know, I don't stick to much very long because it's just not very entertaining anymore. It's just not. There's just so much going on in the world that's more important than distracting me to, you know what, try and go to sleep better at night. I already got that covered. But even then, it's hard to sleep at night. 844-967-2789 if you feel like chiming in. So we've got school bus driver shortages. We've got teacher shortages. I mean, we got shortages, people. The richest nation in the world. What is it, 7,000 billionaires or whatever it is? Some ridiculous number. And many of them made during the hardest time of a lot of y'all's, you know, most difficult days during COVID, right? Where people like Robin Voss were able to, you know, take PPP loans and then have them forgiven, even though you got to be kidding me. But forgive somebody on their student loan that, and by the way, people, we're the ones that are on the hook for that. Robin Voss just took $297,000 from us. And he wasn't the only one. A lot of wealthy people did that because they could. I argued with people at the Capitol that was supposed to be used to keep people, you know, sustain your workers if you had to lay them off and stay home and everybody be safe. It's not what they did with that. Yeah, man, don't stop the music, because when you do, I get jittery. My tomatoes are getting ripe. First BLTs, baby. but I'm kind of down because really doesn't look like I'm going to be able to get my, manage to secure my mom's house. Oh, that hurts. And I should have known. But you guys got to try, right? You guys got to try. And then whatever happens, if I have to move, which is really, really looking like it in September, I'm just going to have to adapt and adjust and keep going the way I do it. That's what everybody has to do, man. Just keep plugging away. We'll be back. Last segment. Hell yeah, just like a yo-yo. Look at the world, man. Whee! By the way, don't forget to check out Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton, Wisconsin. You can go to jeffsguitar.com. But he's got, like, handmade guitars, reasonably priced. He'll fix anything wrong with your guitar. He gives lessons. And, best of all, he's got gift certificates that can be used all year long. Because you know I love music, right? Who doesn't? Back to the world of demons. Betsy DeVos was the head of the board of education and didn't have any background in it. All she knew what to do was to destroy public education and privatize all those public funds to these ideology-driven schools where, you know, the curriculum is just ridiculous. Oh, yeah, yeah, we can't do Black history or African-American history now. Where was that, Arkansas? Yeah, because we aren't going to give you credits for it if you do take the class. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's all coming back to me. All those things I lived through that I thought we got past as a human race, which obviously we're never going to get over it, right? But she's after... you know, going after those student loans. No, no, we can't relieve those people. Look, you know, billionaires aren't paying anything. Nothing. Why do you guys, why would you support them? Why would you buy their products? Why would? I guess I'm just old fashioned, huh? You know, I'd much rather, I don't know, make something nice for somebody for a gift. Maybe make a good dinner or a cake or buy them a good book or some clothes. But I wouldn't need to do what everybody does just by sitting in their house and hitting a few buttons and away. Oh, it'll be here. Maybe the drone will drop it off tomorrow. What in the hell are we doing, people? Oh. So I looked at the trial of the FedEx driver that was shot at and chased out of the neighborhood by the father and son, and I'll be damned if those two clowns didn't look just like the two dudes in Georgia that murdered Aubrey in broad daylight. And now there's a mistrial. Something about a detective or police withholding certain evidence. There is so much corruption in our police departments. And I will give you a hint. There's going to be a day coming up here where we're going to address some of that. And I'll have a fine guest that can tell you all about it. But we'll do that when it happens. But this is how you change things, people. We have to investigate and get our own people out there and break the news. And, you know, it really does go... It goes a long way to go to the Capitol with the information, research these guys, and then talk to them about what they're doing. They don't like it. Some of them quit. I've made people just their spines curve when they saw that I was in the rotunda while they were there to take a fourth grade class through the Capitol, and I explained to them that this is how much he gets a day in food share, and this is what a family of four gets because of guys like him. And the dude just crumbled. Yep. The truth can topple a weak man. And it can also elevate you and make you a better person. And we're not getting that. Okay, we're not getting that in our state houses. We're not getting it in D.C. Not enough of it. Right? You want to make a call, you got like 4 minutes left. 844-967-2789. And I know it's Friday night. And I know that football started in, you know, high school and stuff. And I want everybody to support those kind of events instead of all this big money stuff. But I am disturbed by all the noise that's made at these games. You know, I went to a Badgers basketball game and the fire coming out of the backs of the baskets, and you can feel it. You know, you can feel the heat and stuff and the banging and loud. And I'm like, damn, no wonder you guys lost. Who could play with that kind of thing going on? That's not what I go there for. You know, so I'm kind of annoyed by that, because it seems to be just filtering its way all the way down to where it's like this little sideshow that people want to see instead of a game of a bunch of kids playing and having a good time. Like the old days. Hey, man, I'm going to go to Tom in L.A. because, Tom, I heard you earlier this week, and I agree. That's why I came up with the Machisbro, Bad Cheesebro, Democracy, Hanging Judge Jim Troupas, and go after these clowns. What do you think?
Absolutely, Mike. First, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that, but we do need to get money out of politics. Mm-hmm. We have to remember that Citizens United, Buckley versus Vallejo, and First National Bank versus Blotti.
Yeah, and I didn't mention that, so thank you.
Decisions, absolutely. All conservative Supreme Court decisions is the reason why we are in the mess that we are today.
Absolutely.
And it's the reason why the people honestly do not have as much power, because they kind of wait us out. But we have to, like you said, we have to think a little bit more strategically how it is that, you know, that we show that we the people are the government. And, you know, and we really need to also tell the difference. A lot of people, I don't think, Mike, and I don't know, I didn't know this for years, and I'm pretty astute with politics, but I never knew the difference between private and public.
Right.
You know, and I think there's a hell of a lot of people out there that don't understand that private is for profit. That means that you have no say in what the person does because they're a private owner. And public means that it's we the people, and it's
Absolutely.
Our tax dollars that are paying for it. And it's our, you know, if you don't like someone, then you vote them out. That's where we have more power. And, you know, that's why we need to make Medicare for all a public system. We want to have child care for all a public system. It's not that it's free. It's just that that's something we all decided as a country, that those things are high priority. So therefore, we're putting our money towards college education, public college education, because that's where our dollars go. I don't like it when they say it's free, because nothing's free.
No.
But you know what? It is us all collectively deciding that that's what we want our dollars go to, rather than to the military industrial complex, or rather into the, you know, billionaires' pockets and the uber wealthy and the morbidly rich and the hoarders that they are. You know, come on, conservatives out there, tell me one policy that the Republicans have passed in the past 50 years that has been for the average working person. Just give me one.
It ain't there, Tom, and we're out of time, buddy. Thanks
there.
For calling, man. Yeah, thanks for listening to Outside the Pizza Box right here at Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, down in the Solidarity Realty Studio. Yeah, Civic Media Network. Check you next week. Thanks.